The Chilkat River weir that Alaska Fish and Game biologists used to count sockeye salmon returns was destroyed by rough waters and loose logs in late September. Haines Area Management biologist Mark Soggy says a major flood event and the reversal of the outlet stream out of Chilkat Lake are to blame.
And it picked up a bunch of logs that we thought were quite stable and had been stable for a long time and used them as battering rams and smashed down basically half the weir.
The weir was destroyed on September 29th, about a week before Fish and Game usually wraps up work there. Biologists use the weir to predict future sockeye returns to Chilkat Lake. They do that with sonar video recordings and with a mark recapture program.
We use this as a tool to both assess our own, you know, success as managing the runs, but also to predict into the future what sort of returns we might get from the lake.
The weir is located at the outlet of Chilkat Lake. Fish and Game employees use jet boats to access it and set up camp there.
We live up there. The guys live up there, so they when they woke up in the morning, I looked out the window and it was there. We actually knew there was high water coming, and it's not an uncommon event at all that the river reverses, that the outlet stream reverses.
Soggy says because those kind of events are fairly normal, they were surprised to find the weir smashed and ruined the next morning. He says, luckily, it happened at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's always better to keep counting as long as possible, but no matter what, we always have to shut down at a certain point. At this time, you know, we had 800 and almost 900 fish through on the last day, and which puts our count up at 135,000, just over 135,000 for the year.
It's fortunate the destruction didn't happen earlier in the fishing season, but it's unfortunate that it happened in the current state financial climate.
That's going to be the hard thing, is coming up with the extra money to rebuild it.
Soggy says the water level has been too high in recent weeks to get a complete picture of the damage to the weir. He says he'll have to fly in divers from Juneau to help discover what work is needed. His first priority is for divers to clear out parts of the weir that are underwater and hazardous to boaters that travel through that area.
My primary concern right now is that there's part of the weir is still underwater and there are pieces that are sticking up that couldn't hit a boat.
Soggy says his efforts to remove the debris didn't pan out because the water was too deep. He says boaters in the area should use extra caution. Even though there's not a lot of extra money in his budget, Soggy says the weir is critical enough that he will find a way to repair it in time for next fishing season. He says he hopes to rebuild the weir in a way that will make it stronger and better. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.